This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mark Hamrick, Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Economic Analyst for Bankrate.com. Mark, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me, Newell.
Mark, investors are always looking at what folks are saying, especially policymakers and, more importantly, presidential candidates and former presidential candidates running for re-election, looking to see where these policies are going to fall out. It seems as though during the course of this election season, they're having a tough job trying to figure out what direction this is headed in. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's very hard to decipher what, broadly is being put forth in terms of practical or likely economic planks to these platforms. There is not an economic or other policy section of the Kamala Harris website. Now, tomorrow will be a month since President Biden dropped out. So, they can be faulted for, having to make moves that they didn't know they were going to make. And on the Republican platform, which essentially the Trump website points to the GOP platform, the way that the number one issue of the economy is going to be dealt with, which is very Trumpian in the way that it's described, is we're going to defeat inflation. And so that's what we're left with. And there are some policy planks in there, but doesn't really have anything to do with inflation or the causes of it. If Newell Norman were running for president, I think one of the things that I would recommend you say would be we will respect the independence of the Federal Reserve, whose job it is to actually respond to inflation and job market trends. So thinking about this, before coming on today, it's not a new concept, but, in many ways we pick our presidents in this country a little like the way people chose the winner of American Idol, right? It's sort of like, who do I like the most? Or who is it that I, which personality do I identify with? And that's the person who should go to Hollywood, or in this case, Pennsylvania Avenue. And that's, I wish that we had a more enlightened debate around issues of all kinds in our bread and butter bank rate being personal finances and the economy. But so far, it's pretty thin.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's a shame that that's the way it is, right? And you don't hear anything about one thing we know for sure: when the government is spending money hand over fist, what is the the national debt now, somewhere north of $36 trillion, if my memory serves me correct.
Close enough for government work, let's put it that way.
Right. Somewhere around there and growing exponentially each and every day. Not a single mention of that. And we know that contributes to inflation, right?
Yeah, of course, in the long term, not so much in the short term. Otherwise, if it were, then we'd have a much bigger problem on our hands at the moment than we currently right. do. But what it really does is crowd out federal spending just to pay for the cost of the debt. You know, wouldn't you rather have $1 trillion going to something else rather than essentially Uncle Sam's credit card? So, and the one that we're going to do some work on, I think, this fall at Bankrate will be around Social Security, because, as we know, the promised benefits of both Medicare and Social Security in particular are due to run out. In other words, they will not be fully funded within a decade. Haven't heard anything about that either. Except everybody promises you'll get what's coming to you. I mean, you know, that sounds like my mom yelling at to me after school. You know, you're going to get what's coming to you. But, you know, how do we actually get there? You know, how do we defeat right. inflation? How do we get Social Security benefits that were promised? It's just, that's all you need to know. Don't make me pull this car over, right? That's all you need to know right. is we'll do it.
When you hear one of the things that drives me a little crazy, because no one has really truly defined it for me, and it's been kind of the mantra most recently of Vice President Harris, is corporate greed. And Joe Biden said the same thing repeatedly while he was campaigning. What is that? I mean, you've been in this game a long time. You know, what is corporate greed?
It's a subject that polls very well, and that's really all you need to know. And what I mean by that is this is telling people what they want to hear. It is corporations are certainly, you know, primarily beholden to achieve, you know, their business goals, and for-profit entities need to create profit. Might there have been, you know, some reaching for price when everybody essentially had permission to raise prices? So on the margin, might there have been a little, you know, added in just for good measure or profitability? Sure. But you know, the opposite of corporate greed is corporate failure, and we've had that in this country too, and that's not a recipe for success. So, you know, the great strength of the American economy, you know, and it's the economy we have. It's not the economy that we are able to maybe have a lot of power in changing, is driven by capitalism. And that's not to say that should be the be all end all. We need to have that so-called, you know, nirvana that will never actually occur of work-life balance and people being able to achieve their financial goals that we talk about all the time at Bankrate, which include paying down debt, having retirement savings, having emergency savings. And the last couple of years have been very tough with respect to those things for the bulk of the American population because of inflation. But in terms of back to your original question, you know, this is just so much of where our politics are right now. It is, you know, we're wearing either the Dems jersey or, you know, the Republican Party is split between Trump and traditional Republicans, much the same as perhaps centrist Democrats and progressives are separated on the other side. And so really it just gets into this sort of chanting for the home team that is at its extreme is nonsensical. And so there's a reason why Kamala Harris and even the president are no longer using that phrase that they thought would be a winning one, which was, or the word Bidenomics. There's a reason why they're not using that any longer, because if you're going to take credit for the economy, which, by the way, no president should really do because it's bigger than that, then what's the counter of that? Well, then you get to accept the blame when people are unhappy about it. And that's kind of where that worm has turned.
Yeah, you know, it's just it's kind of interesting the way that this plays its way it, itself out. And you're right. It polls well. But, you know, as one of the most advanced economic systems in the world, right, and we talk about the strength of our economy, we didn't get there by being less than, right? I mean,
you have to have
more winners than losers, right? And we don't.
That's right.
We didn't become creatures of the comfort of our lifestyle. When you travel abroad, and I've not done that extensively, but what little I have done, I immediately recognize that my quality of life is far greater than what the average person's life is like in almost every country that I visited. And, you know, we got there by creating profits, investors making money, willing to take on more risk, reinvest the dollars, able to, you know, the filing of patents and bring forward all kinds of new, great, incredible things that we enjoy that's made our life easier every day. But yet, any time that we find ourselves where price is an issue for us, an irritant for us, we're price gouging, and it's corporate greed. It's like, well, wait
a minute. You're absolutely right.
We can't have it. Yeah. We can't have it both ways, right? I mean,
well, here's what I think about ultimately trying to undermine this notion that, you know, everybody in corporations are quote unquote greedy, and particularly of late because of what the vice president's been talking about with respect to food. Please tell me the billionaire investor who's substantially exposed to the grocery store industry. Why isn't every investor gravitating toward the grocery business or even the food production business if that is such a ridiculously profitable trade? Have you heard Warren Buffett talking about it? Have the tech bros been jumping into those waters?
Nope.
The quick answer is no way, because typically, the profit margins in the grocery store industry are as low as anywhere. It's roughly 1-3%. There has been, on an annual basis, there has been a bit of a surge in that in recent years, and that might be somewhat tangential to some of the things we're talking about. But again, you know, turn on CNBC or Fox Business or Bloomberg. That's not what they're talking about. They're not talking about how these stocks or these companies are succeeding wildly because they're taking money, you know, wrongly out of consumers' pockets. But, you know, what I believe Harris is communicating with respect to so-called price gouging is actually just sort of an alignment with existing state laws in some states across the country that are really meant to sort of combat rare events such as something that you'd be familiar with in your neck of the woods,
hurricanes,
such as something during a hurricane, right? And that, you know, yes, we have bad climate issues these days, but that's not really associated with the broader experience of inflation. I mean, there's some stuff going on with car insurance and home insurance, which is significant, but we're talking about food right now, and I just don't think we see the evidence of it.
And what's interesting is they forget about all the contributing factors, right? Insurance costs going up, oil and gas pricing, the difficulty,
labor,
you know, and things of that nature. So when you are increasing all of the base elements, they have a fiduciary obligation to respond to their stockholders who want to make money. That's the whole goal. The whole executive suite, the C-suite, that's all they're concerned about because that is their primary obligation. I mean, you know, it's amazing to me that we don't realize that we are the strongest economy in the world for that very reason.
I think so. I mean, I think it's also on the back of American workers and innovation and the ingenuity of American geniuses over time and the ingenuity of individuals who are just working hard. You know, how many times do I get in an Uber where there's somebody who came to this country, but it's almost all the time where they're saying, you know, I came to this country because there's opportunity. I love it here. It's much better than the country I had to leave that I miss. And that, those, you know, that's just one example of people who recognize the greatness of this country that does exist. And to your point about the sort of profitability piece, here's one way that this can happen, for example, with grocery store companies, that consumers, myself included, when I do the grocery shopping every week, are paying attention to price. And they've been gravitating to places like Walmart, which is perceived to provide better value, you know, at a lower price, broadly speaking, at just one example. That's why they raise their outlook on earnings for the rest of the year, because they're doing more business. And people are turning to store brands because store brands, that can of beans that has the store label on it is priced at 79 cents as opposed to the one that has a familiar name on it that's 129. And so they're selling more of the things that they have a higher profit margin on. And that's meeting the consumer where they want to be. That is what smart businesses do that are facing the consumer, is they provide a solution or a product or service that consumers want. And in the early days of the pandemic, between the things that were done to help people to keep them, you know, food on the table, there were supply chain disruptions that we talked about a lot back then. Some of those mostly have been resolved. Some of them aren't quite fully resolved in the chip industry, but that's another thing. Anyway, it's ultimately, I think, oversimplification or even identifying issues that are purported to be problems but aren't actually problems at all. And what are we doing in the process? We're ignoring the actual issues that need real solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You know, it's interesting as well. One of the talking points, again, and I don't mean to be picking on the vice president, but I just find some of what is being said a little disingenuous about creating a situation in an economy where you only have to work one job. Now, I don't know about you, Mark, but from high school through college till probably maybe 7 years ago, I have never had a time in my life where I only worked one job. Even when I was an elected official, I was teaching at a university or teaching here or doing that. Yeah. But I had multiple sources of income in order to make ends meet and to better provide for my family. I enjoy working. And I get satisfaction out of working. And going back to the Uber story, I'll never forget an Uber ride I had in Washington, D.C., a guy from Pakistan driving me. He's a CPA, has his own CPA firm, and he was driving an Uber. And his daughter was in medical school, and he said, I want her to graduate with no debt, and I can't do that as a CPA. It cannot be done. So I'm driving an Uber, and every nickel I make here, I'm paying off her medical school tuition.
Well, Labor Day is coming up, hard to believe. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, but we talk about it as though it's a negative thing. I think it's an incredibly positive thing about this country.
Well, it's nice to have the option, and it's nice that, you know, it's good when there's enough demand for workers that they can essentially choose like that. And and you know, you're to be commended for your accomplishment and your hard work over these many years as well. Well, I guess relatively speaking, I've been a slacker because I've mostly only had one job at a time over these many years.
Well, maybe you're the cause of that policy position for companies.
There you go. Might as well blame me. We got to find somebody to blame. But no, I think, you know, again, I think in this case, it's telling people what they want to hear. And we're going to have a survey coming out before Labor Day that's going to get to this notion of, to some degree, worker unease, where a good number of people are planning to look for work, and with, you know, it's kind of the same thing we've been talking about for the last 4 years, but we'll have some updated figures on that if you want to talk about that at the time.
Absolutely, we certainly do. And Mark, I don't know if you saw that cartoon, but a friend of mine gave it to me, of two booths at a convention, one entitled Comforting Lies and one called Unpleasant Truths. And the line at the Comforting Lies booth was like, you know, 100 deep, and there's no one that wants to hear the unpleasant truths, right?
Yeah, you're right. That's good. I'd like to see that. That's a good one.
I'll send it to you. But thank you so much for joining us today. Mark Hamrick, Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Economic Analyst for Bankrate.com. Have a great week.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.